Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of eLaborate Topics. I'm your host for today's show, Stephanie Whitehead. For those of you tuning in for the first time, I'm your podcasting laboratory leader and co-host of the eLaborate Topics podcast show. eLaborate Topics is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-host, Tywana Wilson and Lona Small, are bringing you topics related to the laboratory and leadership to help you excel inside and outside of the lab. Today, I'm really excited because it's a new year. It's 2021. We're in the first month of a brand new year, and I am joined by two very special guests, return guests of the show, Joycelyn Jones and Christine Talamante.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me today. And so today will be a pretty easygoing show. In this episode, we wanted to discuss really just a reflection and a restart of your career. It's a new year. Many times when it's a new year, people look at it as a fresh start. How can I, you know, reflect on what has happened in the previous year, kind of regenerate, refocus myself, reset my goals, you know, look at my resolutions, and get to a running start for the new year. So I wanted to ask you ladies, looking back on 2020, you know, and if you've already done your own reflection, what do you feel that 2020 taught you, either professionally or personally? I personally feel like there was such a media stir about 2020 being so horrible and being so bad, and we, you know, as a collective nation need to look forward to 2021. For myself, New Year's Eve, there were so many fireworks, you could tell that everybody was just super excited about the new year. But I wonder, you know, was everybody putting in that same thought process and making it year intentionally different with goals and resolutions and things that are set so they can move their year forward?
I mean, you know, it's just so many things that come to mind when you talk about 2020, because we were faced with so many unprecedented challenges. There were things that we have not experienced within our lifetime. You know, of course, being hit with COVID-19, the pandemic was one thing, and it just totally changed how we did business. It changed us professionally. It changed us personally, our families, our lives. You know, you got that going on. You got, you know, all of the social unrest that began to be revealed in a way that we haven't just witnessed, but because of social media. Not to say that all of these things hadn't happened in the past. It's just because now they've been exposed in a whole new way, had just totally, you know, did something to us. And so with that being said, I can say that I've learned a lot. And there are a lot of great takeaways. Even though with the challenges, I think it taught me how to be innovative, how to be flexible, because of now having to switch everything virtually now, right? And even having a great deal of patience with people because of all of these changes and realizing everyone has a learning curve, you know, that they have to even figure out how to, you know, connect with people virtually. So it's taught me a lot, I would say, professionally and personally, and I'm still learning and adapting to all of the changes. So I'll kind of just stop there because it's so much. I'll let Christine kind of jump in.
Well, thanks, Stephanie, for inviting me to your first show. I'm very honored. And, you know, this is something that I think everybody's talking about, thinking about, but to purposefully sit down and think, you know, what did 2020 teach me? Professionally, I feel that I'm using so many skills that I either learned that I thought, oh, I won't use that, you know, learned in a leadership course or learned in a self-help, course, learned in college even. And I'm using those skills daily. I'm managing people that I don't really, I don't want to say own, but I'm having, because of COVID, we are having helpers from the community coming in and saying, hey, I'm going to send 6 of my residents from another hospital to help you. Here they are. And it's like, okay, I don't know you. You don't know me, but you want to help? I'm going to help you. You know, I'm going to help you navigate this institution, this computer. I'm going to help you with your PPE. And so it's a lot of just professionally, I'm just a lot more busy. But it's also those skills, those people skills, I have the moments, and I'm not going to lie, where I'm like, it's just easier if I do it myself. But at the same time, these are people that are coming that want to help. These are, you know, this is our future of medicine. And it's my job as a leader to say, you know what, maybe it is quicker if I do it, but it's my job to make sure that I teach them to fish, right? Because in the future, this is what they're going to look back on is, you know, I came in during this pandemic and I helped. And so those skills they're going to take away. And that's happening daily. Personally, I think what I've realized is that I'm human and everybody's human and everybody is going to have a day or a time or a moment where they just have to replenish. And you don't ever know when that's going to be. And you can't plan that. You can't say on every Wednesday we're going to do this because everybody may be fine on Wednesday. It may be Tuesday afternoon that, you know, just one thing happens and people start to decompensate. So I think just realizing, one, that I'm human and I have to purposely replenish, whether that's taking time to, you know, do something for myself, even if it's a little walk or a 5-minute, you know, phone call to somebody, but also recognizing that everybody needs to purposely replenish. That's, I think, my major thing, because the way I'm treating this, it's like it's a disaster. It's just an ongoing disaster.
Wow. You know, and when I do even think about professionally, I think about just things that we had to do virtually that we could not do in person anymore, right? You could not do live. And so that in itself allowed us to realize there was a lot of inefficient processes. There were a lot of meetings. There were a lot of, you know, even how we facilitated our new hire orientation, we had this 8-hour day that now we had to reduce to 2 to 3 hours. And we realized we could do that. That, you know, there were a lot of things that we just did that, you know, could be cut. So I think, you know, seeing the benefit in that, and that's just one example of, you know, how you can kind of scale back in things that you might have even spent and did you necessarily have to do those things? Personally, you know, when we cut off everything, remember when we had to stay at home, order or whatnot, you know, hey, I was the one that, you know, I needed to get my nails done every 2 weeks, right? So realizing, do I need that? Is that really a must? You know, when you really begin to think of prioritize your life and what's important, things that had seemed important just, you know, didn't seem as important anymore when we really looked at what was going on in 2020.
Absolutely. Yeah, your priorities changed for sure.
Yeah, I think those are all really good things. I think kind of like what Christine said, I personally, in my professional realm, used so many skills that I had learned previously all at the same time. You know, you needed to juggle how to hold conduct an efficient meeting while, you know, learning how to communicate effectively, while learning how to deal with difficult people, while learning how to, you know, effectively institute change management. Or rapid change management. And so it was really, you know, the need to really quickly and immediately pull on so many things that I had just kind of let sit in my toolbox, and every once in a while you would bring it out. But, I mean, you really just needed everything all at once. And I was really grateful that I had some of those skills, or I had taken some of those classes in the past, because I was able to draw on some of those experiences and things that I had learned. So I think one thing that I learned going forward is to continuously learn, you know, really be a lifetime learner. Even if you think you don't need that skill right now, you never know what's coming around the corner. You never know what tomorrow will hold. And I think it was Will Smith that said, you know, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So really taking that mantra, a hold of that mantra, and, you know, just implementing that into my life moving forward. I also learned that, you know, the year can roll over and you can be in a whole new year, but you could still have the same experiences if you don't change your mindset or your outlook on the year. I mean, I think 2020 was a particularly difficult year for many people for so many different reasons. But things will happen in the news every year, and people will die every year. And so mentally, you know, how are you going to make a change, and how are you going to move forward, and how are you going to continue to progress your life personally, to continue to wade through all of those things? Because who's to say that some of those same things won't happen in 2021, 22, yeah. 23. You could have in your life the exact same year if you don't change your mindset with goals and with, you know, things that you want to stick to and with holding yourself accountable, et cetera, et cetera. So I really, for myself, try to take some time and understand what I expected to see in this new year, what I expected to see in my personal life with my family, what I expected to see in terms of my job and my career. And then, you know, I really wanted to take some time to just kind of contemplate how to try to make those things manifest and how to, you know, make those things flourish. What do you guys think?
Exactly. I mean, life, like you're saying, I mean, life is fragile, and so we got to just really understand what that means to a certain extent, because it's like you either knew someone personally or a friend. Someone has gotten impacted with COVID-19 personally in your life, and so whether, you know, they were had mild symptoms, or unfortunately you may have lost someone or know a friend that's lost someone due to COVID-19. So it truly does make you think about life. And, you know, you have, you know, we kind of joked before about a bucket list. There are things that you wanted to do, you know, before, you know, you passed away. And now it's like, okay, let me really look at this seriously. You know, there are things, you know, I know personally I've just been more spontaneous. I have said yes more. I have made more connections with people, with my family, with cousins and people that we hadn't talked in a while just for whatever reason. But now, due to all of this, I am being more intentional in my relationships, and I'm being more spontaneous to enjoy the life that God has given us at this current time.
I think that's great that you said that about saying yes more, because
yeah.
I've actually learned to say no more.
Because I've been saying no too much, so I had to change my narrative. But go ahead.
But I think it's the same reasoning, right?
Yeah.
Is I'm one of those people that if somebody comes to me and asks me to do something, I'll help you. You know, I'll say yes. Now, what I was realizing is I don't have time to do all those things. I had to really kind of pick and choose. Is this something that needs to be done? Is it something that needs to be done by me? And if the answer was no, then I was, you know, I had to practice saying no. And that was for my benefit, but ultimately it was for the benefit of that other person too, because I don't want to, you know, like halfway do something and be thinking, you know, oh, I could be doing this when I'm over here helping this other person. So it's really hard, I think, as a leader when somebody when you're used to being very accommodating, and that's what I realized was that I'm very accommodating. You know, I really try to do everything that people ask, but I realized that is a lot. And people do sometimes say, oh, well, she'll do it, or, you know, whatever. And so I had to kind of like look in myself and say, what is it that I really need to do? And what is it that I can say no to politely, of course, and maybe give them, you know, another option or maybe help them. And so I think that's interesting because you're changing it by saying yes more and being more, you know, impulsive or maybe just, you know, getting out of your comfort zone and doing things because you don't know when your time's up. And I'm the same thing. My goal is the same. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So I don't want to spend today working on a whole bunch of projects. I want to say no so that I can do some family time. I can read some books. I can do things that help replenish myself.
Exactly. And I think my yes is more to, that work-life balance. That's my yes. Mm-hmm. It is one and the same. No to the, you know, some of the demands of the projects at work, and then yes to more family and personal goals.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything that manifested in your life professionally in 2020 that you would like to stay the same? Like anything you started doing in 2020 that you want to continue doing or even take to another level in 2021? I think for me, I was always a pretty type A, organized, checklist, sticky note type of person. I think it really, you know, kicked up a notch as I was managing so many different things in the laboratory over 2020. And I think that's one of the things that I would say I would keep the same. I would continue to really, you know, redefine and increase or, you know, I don't know, what's the word for make it better? I'm gonna be an expert at multitasking in 2021. I just want to get better at it. I feel like I, you know, multitasked very well in 2020. I just took it to a whole nother level that I had never had to do before. And I found different ways to do it. I had my stacks, you know, I had sticky notes, I had, you know, things that I would, a different sticky notepad for, you know, things I needed to follow up on when I sent an email, when I need to do a follow-up email. In the middle of this, we started this podcast, and so, you know, doing Google shared Excels and Google shared drives, just finding all types of ways, either, you know, digital or otherwise, to become more organized. And I think that's something I would keep. Is there anything you felt like you instituted or became better at in 2020 that you want to keep in 2021?
Yeah, definitely. Like we're just stating, just that more efficient processes. You know, I want to ensure that we continue to look at, you know, efficiencies. I also, I like the, some of, you know, of course, connecting virtually. You know, I enjoy that. Of course.
I enjoy this.
Yeah, connect live is good. But, you know, I like it. So I want to continue doing this. However, I also like that check-in. It's like before we get to the meeting, and I was always kind of that type A personality too. Like, okay, we have this meeting, let's get to this meeting. But now there has been almost like a 5-minute check-in sometimes before, even after the meetings, is as to how are you doing? How is your family doing? You know, what are y'all doing to keep safe? I enjoy that personal human connection that we are making throughout this time that I think we can continue throughout, even if, you know, the vaccinations goes well and the pandemic is behind us, so to speak. I hope that we continue to just keep that human touch like we're doing now.
You know, one of the things that I think just nationwide we should keep, over the, I think it was the Thanksgiving break, Disney on Ice came to our city, and we took our daughters, and we were masked up, and we did all of the protocols, and everybody was 6 feet apart, but it was in a coliseum in our city, and just to fulfill the city's guidelines, the seats, the ticket sales, the seats were every other row, you know, every four seats, and so we were very spaced out in this coliseum, and I remember sitting there watching the show and looking around the coliseum and thinking back in my head to days where, you know, these protocols were not in place, and how much more comfortable I felt being spaced out. I remember thinking, like, this probably should have been a thing.
Exactly.
Like, we were probably too close to each other, because I remember going to different events or carnivals, and you're just smashed together, you know, standing directly behind a person or in front of a person, beside a person. And now, like, the personal space that you get, I'm kind of enjoying that. I don't know that I want to go back to losing my personal space in the grocery store. You know, there's these you know, indicators on the floor to tell you where to stand. I like not having somebody right around me. I don't know. That's something I would personally keep, but not to divert us off topic.
No, I think that's something that definitely is noticeable, and I think it just lends itself to kind of helping with all viruses and, you know, colds and all that kind of stuff. Like, you should wash your hands before and after you go to the grocery store. Like, I can't see not doing that now. You know, I can't see even, you know, like you said, waiting in a line if you have to, being that close to somebody. It's now comforting to just stand there, and you don't have to worry if you're texting somebody that they can see it, because before, you know, people were right up on you, like right behind you. But one of the things I was going to comment on was what Joycelyn said about the little pre-meetings, and I agree that, I mean, one of the things I would love to keep is some of these webinar meetings and these virtual meetings, because it is taxing to go from one end of the hospital for one meeting to another end of the hospital to another meeting. And there's, I mean, you think about, you know, some of our monthly group meetings where there's, you know, 100 people in there, and now they allow 10. And so you think, wow, you know, and you're like, I don't know that I want to go back to that. I think being on a virtual meeting lends itself to giving everybody the, you know, like the stage, right? If somebody has a question, then everybody's listening to that one person. There's not little side things going on, like, you know, people on their phones and that kind of stuff. But the part I was going to say is the meetings, there's a positive, I don't know what he calls himself. An optimist, Simon Sinek, that I love. And he says the important stuff and the relationships and the connections are the meetings that happen before the meetings.
Yeah.
And I always thought, like, that's so true, right? You get there earlier, like, hey, how's your kid? You know, how are you doing? Are y'all busy? But now it's like when Joycelyn says, like, she teaches a class, and I've attended some of her wonderful webinar classes that she's done for our institution on leadership and how to, you know, deal with difficult situations during a pandemic and things like that. But the first 5 minutes is kind of like a, how's everybody doing? You know, what's one good thing that happened to you today? You know, does everybody have their coffee? And I think that's important, because sometimes when you go to a meeting, you just go straight to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's kind of, when you're on there, there's this, like, real brief awkwardness where everybody's on there. So you do a little intro. And I think I like to keep that.
Exactly. You know, another thing is just the appreciation. Of course, we all work in healthcare. The appreciation that was shown to the essential workers. You know, I want to continue that. I mean, it was wonderful, of course. You know, the free food, the Starbucks. I mean, you know, I know they can't do that all the time. However, you know, being mindful of the hard work that our healthcare industry workers do, even the hard work from the front line, people that work in the grocery stores and in, you know, fast food and things of that nature, kind of realizing what they do and appreciating people. I would love for us as just a community of people to continue that as well.
Yes, that's definitely something that we realize is that there's people in the community that we don't mind that you're from a hospital across the street or somewhere else. You want to help, we will take your help. And, you know, small businesses, you know, trying to get the word out and trying to help them. I think it really did, at least from what I can see from my own family and just, you know, people that I know, that we really did try to do those kinds of things rather than, you know, spend money because we didn't take a vacation or anything like that. So it's like, well, what can we do, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's sad that things of this nature bring us closer together. It's kind of like that family funeral, right? You don't see your loved ones until you all come together for something bad and tragic that happens. And even this, I think, has brought us closer together as a people where, you know, it doesn't matter your color, your race, your background, you know, it's all about, you know, the fight for everyone to be safe. So whether it was, you know, watching TikTok videos, whether it was trying to do something, you know, community-wise in order to keep our mind off of what was going on. I enjoyed that. I did enjoy kind of just the good times of trying to be a community that sticks together through this all.
It sounds like we, you know, all did a really good job of reflecting of 2020 so we can make some actionable changes in 2021. So I'm proud of us. I think, you know, we all, you know, were very insightful and very reflective and just intuitive of the things that changed in 2020 and what change we wanted to continue to see in 2021. For our listeners who might be listening in and thinking, you know, well, maybe I should take some time to think about, you know, the things that I liked or I didn't like about my personal or professional life in 2020 and how I want to take steps and make actionable change to see those things become different in 2021. What tips would you, Christine, or Joycelyn have for our listeners so they can do the same thing we've done today, which is reflect and restart your personal and professional careers?
I think that taking an internal inventory, where am I, what do I want to do, and what do I need to do, one, to either maintain what I've been doing, or maybe this is a kind of a time to say, you know, maybe I realized, you know, I was helping with this other situation because of the need, and now I realize I have an interest in that, and maybe, you know, kind of just looking at yourself and what it is that you really want to do. I think that's a big thing, because right now I feel like I have a lot of people stepping up that are not, you know, quote unquote leaders, or you know, supervisors or directors or managers, but they do have that leadership gene and it is strong. And they are like, hey, maybe we should have an infection control, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Do it. You can be in charge of it. And they're like, okay. You know, so I kind of feel like now is the time if you feel like, hey, you know, I've always wanted to do this, or I've always wanted to ask my supervisor if this would be a good idea, like, just ask it. All they can say is no. And, you know, it may be something that's a win-win. But I think taking that internal inventory and just kind of saying, like, what is it that I want to do? And just being very proactive, being positive, and trying to make it happen, seeing what you need to do to make it happen.
Exactly. I mean, you know, especially now, this is just the perfect time, like you're stating, to innovate, to allow that entrepreneurial spirit that a lot of this generation has to come forth, because like you're saying, we're looking for something brand new and how we are going to continue to do business, because the way we're going to do business has changed and will forever change. And so being able to bring about fresh new ideas is something powerful and what, you know, all of, you know, industries throughout are looking for. So this is the time to reflect in, like, exactly what you're stating. What are you passionate about? What do you want to do? What is something that, you know, you're thinking about, hey, if I don't get the opportunity to do this before I pass away, that, you know, this will drive me nuts, or however you begin to reflect in your mind things that you really would like to do. And we just encourage you to do it, to go forth and be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be.
Well, cool. Thank you, ladies, for taking the time out of your busy schedules to give me the opportunity to interview you again today. It's always an honor and pleasure to have you guys on as our guests, and you guys always give so much good information to our listeners. So thank you. that was your interlude to be like, you're welcome.
well, I think thank you're honored. I can speak for myself. I feel honored that you asked us again to be on your first show. And I'm always happy to, you know, touch base with people and let them know. Even though I said I was saying no, I'm not really saying no to everybody.
Yeah, you said yes to me really easily.
yeah. But, you know, one of the things that I think is good is like Joycelyn said, is that we can speak to the leadership part, but we also can speak to, you know, what we're doing at home and keeping that balance. And one of my littles was like, when you talked about the fireworks, he was like, yeah, because we're just hoping that when 2021 starts, like, everything's just going to be fixed. And I'm like, wouldn't that be so awesome? You know, but I thought, you know, from a little mind, like, even they're stressing out, you know. And so I think that even though, you know, this podcast is for, you know, professionals, that everybody has that little at home, or that, you know, little cousin, or that, you know, that grandma that just doesn't get it, you know, and that hopefully they can take away something from this, from us, to pass to them as well.
Yes. Well, for all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in to our show with our special guests, Christine and Joycelyn, again, sharing how you can yourself reflect on your 2020 and use that information to restart in 2021. If you like what you heard today and want to listen to our previous shows, be sure to subscribe to our podcast at directimpactbroadcasting.com or Apple, Spotify, your favorite podcast platform. Remember to send us an email at elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com to learn more about this topic, or just to give us ideas of what you'd like to see on the show. Be sure to follow me at Stephanie Whitehead on my Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram. And tune in next week to hear another amazing episode of the Elaborate Topics podcast. Until then, have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.